Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, September 24, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Indonesia tops our news today. The country is poised for change as the final presidential election votes are tallied, and it points to a new administration. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the people are tired of the continued religious unrest. He's urging prayer because a change in leadership brings with it upheaval.
We have workers in Indonesia. We have a presence there. We're committed to work with the church regardless of what the government says. We know that there are radical Muslims there. We know that at least at some level there's going to be a continuation of persecution of Christians.
Next, over 40 million people in China are Christians. China partners Eric Berkland believes that the government has taken notice and is more accepting. The government's given permission for many churches to be rebuilt. In October, a new church building will be dedicated in the city of Linshuan in the Zhengji province.
What we're excited about this development, it just proves that within a communist society and run by a communist government, there's relative freedom for Christians and for religion, for that matter.
And finally, we close with a look at the work of Bethany Christian Services. The agency celebrates 60 years of outreach in November. Since the beginning, Bethany has shared the love and hope of Christ with children and adoptive families. They do this by offering a variety of family services aimed at the physical and spiritual needs. Bethany touches the lives of more than 30,000 people each year. Pray for this ministry as they look forward to helping more families in the years to come. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.